More Than Believing is Needed, February 23. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well, the devils also believe, and tremble. In the near future we shall understand something of what it is to be tested. There will be laws of the land that will interfere with our obedience to the laws of God, and then the test will come as to whose side we are on the side of God or the side of those who are against God. We want, every one of us, to be prepared for that which is coming upon our world. You cannot, any one of you, at once jump into the position to stand the test of God. It is by patient continuance in well-doing that you gain the element of character that will enable you to stand the test at last. It is by persevering integrity of soul day by day, and by calling upon God, that we get strength to stand the test. There will be every influence that will lead us to make light of God's requirements. But if we are prepared to meet the Son of Man when he shall come in the clouds of heaven, we must be getting ready for it now. We want a living faith and a living religion. We want that our faith shall be made perfect by our works. And of those who are crying, only believe, and you shall be saved, we want to inquire, what shall we believe? What is the testing faith for this time? There was one in the parable that Christ gave us who begged that someone from the dead might go to his relatives and warn them that they might believe. But Christ told them, they have Moses and the prophets. If they hear not them, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. We read that the devil believed and trembled, but that faith did not save him. We want that faith that has the Bible foundation for it, that faith that grasps a living Savior and a living God. The blood of Christ alone can cleanse the sinner from every stain of sin. Had they acknowledged that law, it would have pointed out to them in the old world what sin was, and they would not have dared to sin. God is gathering out and binding up those who love and serve Him, and the wicked are being bound in bundles, ready for the fires of the last day. It depends wholly upon us which bundles we will be in, whether we will be with the good wheat or bound in bundles for the fires of the last day. The eternal reward is to be given to those who are faithful and obedient to God.